prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you because that's what we'd like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some vitamin deficient topics tonight and what could be lurking in your standard vitamin supplement in the store. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about foods to help if you have anxiety. And we'll see how much time we have after that. We may be able to talk about how you can fast track some nutrition into your system. But before we get to all that great stuff and our quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting all of us nation, all of us up in prayer. And today's devotional is from Isaiah 32. And it goes like this. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. See, that's what America's missing, isn't it? Righteousness. That's why we have all these troubles. You know, we got to get back to God's way. And mind the time, it grows short. So hit the knees, seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, energy drinks have been assessed. This is a study that got published in the Journal of Frontiers in Public Health. Apparently, they were reviewing energy drinks to see if they pose any serious health risks. And a team of researchers at Harvard University examined a lot of previous studies done on the topic. And also, they were looking at advertised benefits and nutritional content and also health risks when you consume these energy drinks. And what they found was when you consume energy drinks, you not only increase your risk of heart, kidney, and dental complications, you also risk seeking behavior and mental health problems. Oh, my word. I guess stick to the old Java, you know. Moving along in the quack report. Here's some research at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. They wanted to see if you munched on your vegetables, did you lower any of your health risks? Well, they determined on a long-term intake of fruits and vegetables, your cognitive health gets better as you age. They arrived at this conclusion when the researchers followed 28,000 men for about 20 years, starting when they were about the age of 51. And the study did get published in the journal Neuropathy. Neurology, excuse me. And the report said if you eat plenty of vegetables, you have a 30% lower risk of cognitive decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's later on in life. How about that? All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, scientists were looking at red peppers, the hot, spicy ones. They say they have bioactive compounds. This was a study out of the Federal University Rio Grande do Sul and the Federal University of Health Sciences at Porto Alegre in Brazil. And they said your hot peppers have potential anti-adhesive and anti-biofilm action. That's right. Apparently, they're very important in the treatment if you want to prevent infections, especially the drug-resistant kind of bacteria. So peppers and hot peppers. Of course, you know, hot peppers have been used a lot, not only for their nutritional culinary appeal, but also for their medicinal benefits. Been shown to possess a lot of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory action, as well as antifungal and antibacterial properties. So, also respiratory infections down through the centuries, burns, earaches, sores, all these traditional medicines tend to include hot peppers. And just remember, the hotter the scoval heat unit, the more action in the system. So the hotter, the better, apparently. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about our vitamin B deficiency. We got a pretty much a pandemic of that going on. It's now kind of common to be deficient in nutrients in our modern wealthy nations, actually. That's what they're finding out. So as you probably already know, the deficiency comes from our flawed agricultural practices. So over the last 100 years, the way we farm crops and raise our livestock has radically changed. And the reason they give us for these changes is that, hey, we need to feed our overpopulated world. And we need to reduce our losses while we do it. So never before in history has our food been so saturated with chemicals and drugs and disease, even E. coli found on lettuce and stuff like that. So even if you are not on a prescription drug, chances are you're ingesting various types of drugs when you go out to eat or if you're buying conventional produce and meats. So these drugs and chemicals can block absorption of your nutrients and also remain in your foods and cause various system malfunctions and disease later on. So we're going to take a look at a very popular supplement that's found in most homes, and how, you know, selecting your right supplements are going to be important for your health. So let's get to this vitamin B, because if you're missing adequate amounts of vitamin B, you can have quite a few symptoms. Your skin can look bad. You can have poor skin like rashes. You can have cracks around your mouth, scaly skin, swollen tongue, as well as feel fatigue, weakness, and develop anemia. Also, confusion and irritability and depression could be the result, as well as nausea, diarrhea, and constipation, abdominal cramps, numbness and tingling in your extremities, that peripheral neuropathy, and also you could be prone to more infections. So if you have a lack of vitamin B12, for instance, psychiatric disorders can result, as well as cardiovascular conditions. Now, if you're female and you're of childbearing age, the lack of vitamin B12 can be a problem, then develop birth defects. So you got to be careful. We got to take a little break. We got a lot more on the other side, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Prone
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
You gonna dance to the music, Frank? I want to see you dance. I'll take your money, see you dance. I bet you could cut a rug, can't you? All right, we're talking about vitamin B deficiency. And, you know, people worry about, you know, taking too much of some of these supplements. You know, the average person will, you know, get supplements to supplement their diet with lots of vitamins sold in most of the stores. But you want to be selective on the supplements as if you would, you know, your regular foods. So synthetic supplements are processed by the body like prescription drugs are, and it puts a burden on your liver and your other filtering organs. So if you take too much of this type of supplement, you could develop some symptoms similar to a drug toxicity. Therefore, you want to watch for things like, again, skin conditions, itching, or even flushed skin, blurry vision, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, excessive thirst, swelling of the face, tongue, or throat, or breathing difficulties. So almost like anaphylactic shock, really, in a way. Well, I wanted you to be aware of a very curious ingredient. You may even not know about this. Most consumers would never have thought that their bottle of vitamin B contains a byproduct of cyanide. Yeah, you heard me right. Of course, you know, consumers are, you know, reassured by the chemists and the manufacturers that the byproduct called cyanocobalamin is absolutely safe. It's a byproduct of cyanide is what it is. So according to WebMD, the cyanocobalamin is added to man-made vitamin B supplements. And most people are told by doctors that most vitamin supplements are pretty much the same since, you know, they are kind of manufactured by two or three companies that are following FDA-approved recipes called monographs. That's why they are all the same. So doctors may recommend vitamin B supplements after maybe you had some blood work. It may indicate you have anemia, or maybe you're an alcoholic and you need help with Bs in the system because alcohol just washes all that out. You may have cancer or HIV, or you may be a vegetarian needing more Bs, or you may be pregnant needing more Bs. So the side effects of ingesting those supplements that are containing the cyanocobalamin cyanide derivative is you may have anemia, low potassium, muscle cramps and weakness, irregular heartbeat, have a serious reaction, rash, itching, swelling of the head, tongue, or throat. Or you could have severe dizziness as well as difficulty breathing. So there are also precautionary lists of conditions that would prohibit a patient to use supplements with cyanocobalamin cyanide derivatives in them because you're not going to react well to that supplement. You're going to have a problem. So if you have an eye disease like Leber's optic neuropathy, which is a degeneration of the retinal cells, or maybe you have blood disorders like polycythemia vera, or maybe you have gout. That's on the list, as well as iron deficiency and low potassium. And if you're a smoker, if you smoke, you shouldn't be taking any supplements with the cyanide derivative in there. Okay, so cyanocobalamin contains a cyanide molecule. It is frequently used in supplements as a stabilizer to lengthen the shelf life, and it's more cost-effective than a natural form of the vitamin B12. That's a quote from Healthline.com. All right, so here's the thing, what the chemists say about this cyanide derivative. They say it converts in your system. So the supplement manufacturers are using these synthetic ingredients and also to stabilize the product with the cyanocobalamin. And they expect these chemicals to be converted by your body into working nutrients. I'm not kidding. So the body is expected to do the hard work to glean a benefit from the chemicals. So the body is really not fortified by the supplement, but it has to try to convert it into something it can use. So studies done by the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institutes of Health suggest that the body may be able to absorb 49% of the synthetic supplement, but it really depends on the health of the person. For the body to metabolize those chemicals, it has to draw from your nutritional stores to do it. So you're really defortifying rather than fortifying yourself. All right, well, let's look at most commercial vitamins for a second. Most of the vitamins on the market will contain cheap chemical stabilizers for improving shelf life. Vitamin B supplements are made from approved FDA monographs, derived from, get this, sewer sludge or fermented bacteria, and then preserved with the cyanide derivative to stabilize it. It sounds great, doesn't it? Well, consumers have no idea what the chemical synthesis will be in their body when they take these types of products. So the marketing reassures of the safety, but most of the chemical research on these products is really based on scientific hypothesis, which is an educated guess. Now, accumulation of these properties can cause unknown conditions, and consumers should really look at supplements for any of these. You should really look for that ingredient, cyanide cobalamin, and you should look for ingredients that don't include that in the list. So you want cyanide free for absolute safety. All right, so the shelf life may not be as long if you get a more natural organic product, but it would reduce the synthetic chemicals and the burden on your body. And if you are a smoker, your body is less tolerant of cyanide or cyanide cobalamin products. Okay? Here is a quote from the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine in 1992. They said a study published in 1992 in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine showed cyanide withdrawal when being removed from vitamin therapy, and especially smokers experience neuropathy. End of quote. Here's a quote from the journal Blood in 1997. They said cyanocobalamin antagonizes the vitamin B12 in vitro, causing cell death and deficiency. So, you know, if you're pregnant and you're having kids, the baby's not getting any of that B12. Actually, it's decreasing their B12. This is a quote from greenmedinfo.com. They say, cyanocobalamin is listed as a hazardous air pollutant by the government database ToxNet. The amended 1990 Clean Air Act instructs EPA on standards of air emissions and to remove pollutants, and cyanocobalamin is on the list, end of quote. Why is it in your bee supplement then? Well, it's supposed to stabilize it. All right, here's another quote. This is this is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institutes of Health, and this was an article of December 20th, 2018, called Impact of Cyanocobalamin on Inflammatory Bowel Disease and Intestinal Mitochondria Compositions. Okay, so it says this. Studies suggest that cyanocobalamin may be contributing to inflammatory bowel disease as seen in the human and animal fecal specimens. End of quote. And you thought you were doing yourself some good with that vitamin B on your counter there? Tablet in a form. Smells terrible when you open it. There's a reason for that. All right, let's look at the organic foods that you're going to have cyanide-free bees in. So if you buy or grow organic foods and herbs as much as you can, you're going to retain this type of natural nutrient. So you're going to find vitamin B in your green leafy vegetables, your whole grains, beans, nuts and seeds, fruits and fish, and grass-fed meats. Absolutely. Herb sources that will have it are chlorella, spirulina, barley grass, peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, yellow dock root, uvarusi leaf, parsley, horseradish root, alfalfa, chaparral, blessed thistle, nettle leaf, dandelion root, and eyebright herb. So, you know, hey, I'm sorry. Based on what they're putting on shelves, oh my goodness, you got to really be educated. It's time for defensive wellness, folks. So we are conditioned by marketing, and it's necessary to investigate your ingredients in your supplements. Now, you should know by now the FDA doesn't test anything for safety. The only safe nutrition is what God created. So you're going to find organic herbs full of natural B vitamins in the Body Foundation food mix. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make that powder, throw it into a smoothie, vegetable juice, citrus juice. It does have your chlorella and spirulina and your barley and alfalfa grass, and just absolutely awesome super infusion of nutrition. So you can give them a call to order your Body Foundation food mix. And by the way, you'll be surprised how the body responds to real nutrients. It changes your DNA. That's how powerful it is. Give Apothecary Herbs a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, home of the Game Changer formulas. Also, get your free product catalog. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And about your supplements. And right now we're going to be shifting gears and we're going to be talking about how you can, with foods, relieve a lot of anxiety and depression, things like that. But before we get to that stuff, don't forget the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you only have two more days. I think it's two more days, end of the month coming up here, to get your Herbal Detective discount coupon up to 35% off on their website. Just click the banner to get started, and a secret discount code will be emailed to you. So you have to go online to do that, but you could save up to 35%, which is huge and beneficial. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. All right. We're going to talk about foods that help relieve a lot of anxiety, panic attacks, things like that. Because there's a lot of anxiety now. I think more and more it gets compounded each year. And a lot of people are concerned about a lot of different things and feeling very anxious and stressed out. And the problem is they may be not eating as healthy as they could, so they can really cope with a lot of the stress that life brings us. But we need to also look at a lot of things that are triggering, our apprehension and, feelings of anxiety as well, and try to, you know, avoid certain triggers. So, you know, I have found that even though, simple plans can be implemented and strategized, and it really can empower the person. And then it kind of alleviates that risk of having to take pharmaceutical drugs to deal with their situations. About 40 million adults in America have anxiety. Most common disorder, actually, it outnumbers depression. And 18% of our population is depressed, according to the AMA. 4 million will receive treatment of some sort, pharmaceutical treatments of some sort. So it appears that about 3.6 million people in this mix of depression and anxiety do experience malpractice from their licensed medical physician on these regulated licensed treatments for their condition. Anxiety seems to happen more to women than men. Females suffer from anxiety and stress twice the rate that men do. And anxiety seems to be the number one mental health issue for even senior citizens. Keeps them up at night. They're not sleeping, that kind of thing. So all this anxiety costs our economy over $46 million or billion a year. And about 88% of the productivity in the workforce is lost. So let's look at anxiety, because it does have a character profile. They're kind of different forms of anxiety, which, you know, have different names and they have a little bit slightly different character traits. Like if you have a panic disorder, it's pretty much when a person has a sudden acute attack of terror, which can bring on the sensation of a heart attack, or mental instability, or can't catch their breath. They can't breathe. So that's kind of a profile there of that. And basically, this form of anxiety, 6 million people have. Compared to men, women are twice as likely to have these types of panic attacks. They're also at a high-risk category of morphing into having depression as well. All right. Then you have the obsessive-compulsive disorder category. And this is when a person is, I would say, tortured, basically, with reoccurring obsessive thoughts and rituals. They usually have rituals involved. They can only eat their foods a certain way, or they can only shop for food a certain way. So it's obsessive-compulsive, and they have a lot of these repetitive compulsive behaviors and rituals. So while this is kind of an exaggerated form of anxiety, really, or fear, which is manifesting in kind of a bizarre, unnecessary behavior. So now a good example is if someone spends an exorbitant amount of time, like I said, shopping for groceries, maybe they can only put them in their shopping cart in alphabetical order, or they can't eat the food. That's what they would tell you. Now, since grocery stores, hey, they're not set up alphabetically, are they? No. No. So this person in a frenzy is going to be zipping back and forth and back and forth all over the store to shop because of their obsessive compulsive disorder. And this affects about 2.2 million people. And it affects both men and women equally. About one third of the adults experience their first obsessive compulsive episode when they're in childhood. So this form of anxiety costs about $2.8 billion a year. Then you have the generalized anxiety disorder. And this happens when someone has excessive and uncontrollable worry about everyday things like money, career, health, school. This disorder affects about 6.8 million women, twice as likely to have this form of generalized anxiety disorder. And when you do have this form of disorder, you're more likely to have additional anxiety disorders and depression combined. So you may have OCD and you may have, you know, panic disorder on top of it. Then you have the post-traumatic stress disorder that you've heard about with our military. It can be quite a debilitating condition. Follows pretty much a terrifying physical and emotional event. Okay. The individual will have kind of persistent type of thoughts about the memory of the flashbacks is what we call them. Quite an ordeal. They relive the threatening ordeal. And the individual may feel emotionally numb by it. And the other names for post-traumatic stress disorder are, remember the old-fashioned term shell shock or battle fatigue? That's what they used to call it. Now, some major factors in developing post-traumatic stress disorder are the severity of and duration of the event, and the nearness of the person to the event. So about 30% of the military personnel in war zones have this form of disorder. Affects about 7.7 million. So what does modern medicine do? Well, their approach is use drugs. 65% of the Americans are on prescription drugs, and 43% of these drugs are mind-altering in nature. For these folks, taking the drugs is going to be their way of life, is what their doctors tell them. So every year there's 3.3 billion prescriptions dispensed in just North America alone. And that's 12 times the U.S. population, by the way. So every man, woman, and child would have 12 prescription bottles sitting on their kitchen counter. That's how many drugs are floating around out there for this. Two most popular anti-anxiety drugs are Zoloft and Paxil. They net the drug company about $7 billion a year. So if we don't have anxiety, we may have some other addictions, or we try to deal with our anxiety and we get another addiction. Maybe it's recreational drugs, or maybe it's alcohol. These are very common. Actually, Canada has a real problem. 72% of their population uses alcohol in order to cope. It's a lot of people. So here's some foods you might want to avoid if you have these types of emotional issues, stress. You'd want to avoid the foods that will inflame anxiety conditions. So caffeine, it's really a psychotropic action caffeine has. And it, in small doses, it can help improve mood, but most people don't take it in small doses. The problem is that people are, you know, getting a lot of caffeine. They're drinking energy drinks, coffee and tea, sodas, and these beverages bring on anxiety. Okay, so caffeine overload actually can mimic a psychiatric condition. So if you are prone to anxiety, you want to limit your caffeine. If you suffer from anxiety, it may be the result of actually caffeine toxicity, because everybody's different on how much caffeine they can tolerate. Okay? And you can wean off your caffeine and see if your anxiety gets better or completely resolves it. And according to Dr. Thomas Ide of the National Institutes of Mental Health, he says some people have brains which are more sensitive to caffeine, and caffeine acts more like a drug to them. So people with this kind of sensitivity can only be able to tolerate a half a cup of tea or coffee per week. So alcohol is also another culprit in triggering anxiety, even though people will drink it to relieve their anxiousness, to feel more relaxed. As the alcohol wears off and you get a minimal withdrawal effect that takes place, it can trigger panic attacks because it affects the neurotransmitters in the brain. So be aware of that. And also, there's also the sweet food. Some studies have shown that people that have anxiety can relieve it by eating something sweet. We normally, you know, comfort ourselves with foods because it, you know, triggers that pleasure center in our brain. So there's this old folklore remedy that was, you know, you take a spoonful of honey before you go to bed to relieve stress and anxiety so you can sleep better. And recent research has proven that sugar or carbohydrates can actually calm the brain, and you can act and acts like a sedative and you go to sleep. So, yeah, that's why some people have a bowl of cereal, you know, and then they sleep better. So this works in most people. However, there are the few that encounter an opposite effect, so be aware of that. There are a few tricks to using sugar to calm the brain. Sugar works faster than a carbohydrate does. So sugary drinks with no caffeine work even faster within a few minutes. Carbohydrate foods will take up to an hour to take effect. And you probably wonder, well, how much do I take? Well, according to Judith Wortman, she's a researcher at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Richard Wortman, who's a neuroendocrinologist, he says about 2 cups of cereal, no milk or added sugar to it, or 9 ounces of a beverage with no caffeine should do the trick. And don't mix protein with your carbs, so you don't want to mix milk with meat. Yeah? I'm long for the break. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The stars won't come out. Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just to...
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about foods that can help you if you have a little bit of anxiety. Right before the break, we were talking about something sweet can take the edge off, and we were saying don't mix your protein with your carbs, because it can take longer for high-fat foods like candy or desserts to work. Lollipops, sour balls, mints offer a bit of a fast relief for long stressed periods, and you may experience those types of stressful moments on the job, and you just, you know, kind of have a sour ball and feel a little bit better, more in control. But we're also going to get to some medicinal herbs in just a minute. Now, the Egyptians used an onion before bed to encourage a relaxed state and to improve better sleep. And you're probably saying, what would an onion do that for? Well, yellow and red onions have quercetin in them, which is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compound. It acts like a sedative, according to a French study. So you can try onion. It's cheap. It's everywhere. It's non-toxic. Well, let's get to herbs that work, because, you know, God made a bunch of medicinal herbs, and these are tools in our hands. Help protect and even strengthen us against a lot of conditions, and also help prevent anxiety. Now, medicinal herbs are full of the nutrition your body needs to fight the effects of anxiety and stress. Now, I've seen people that have been on, you know, anxiety drugs for a long time, and they don't like the way they feel on these drugs. They can cope and do their jobs, but they don't feel right. And so, personally, you don't want to go off any of that cold turkey, because drugs become a metabolic crutch, and you don't want to jerk it out like a crutch too quickly. So you have to learn how to gradually, subtly wean off of those medicines while you use a metabolic strengthener to get control. So more information, you can find more information by calling the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can fill you in on that. All right, so medicinal herbs are really full of nutrition, and this is pretty much what we're seeing when it comes to, you know, the brain not functioning well, and we get a lot of anxiety, panic attacks, even personality disorders. It's really, it can be a combination of an event, but it could also be depletion of nutrition as well. Now, some of the herbs that we look at are combinations of valerian root, skullcap, Oregon great root, St. John's wort, guta cola, ginkgo. There's a lot of herbs. There can be quite a few of them. If you're checking out any of those herbs on the powerherbs.com website under their anxiety, depression, panic attack area, the emotional stress formula is designed to strengthen also your glands, calm your central nervous system, and help you breathe easier while you reduce your muscle tension. And you get some natural plant protein going, and also you get more oxygen-rich blood to your brain to help clear your mind. And so this is real important. It's a combination of things in that formula that work for you. All right, so, and you could do this without addiction, without sacrificing your alertness and who you are. Because a lot of times when you take antidepressants, they elevate the neurotransmitters so high that they become like an anesthetic, and then people just don't care. It's not that they don't have those feelings. It's just that they've been anesthetized, essentially, for a time, and they just don't care that they're depressed, right? But it doesn't take care of the reason you're depressed. Now, pharmaceutical drugs are pretty much known to cause a sacrifice of alertness and coordination, personality changes, and things like that. So if you're interested in looking at some of the alternative options, Apothecary Herbs does have quite a few things. Mullein is really good. If you're stressed, your glands are stressed. If you're under tension and stress, your glands are suffering. Your glands are part of your immune system, and they take a hit when you're anxious and stressed. So to help your glands out, a little TLC for glands, I love to use mullein herb, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. If you got a lot of muscle tension, I like to use an antispasmodic herb called lobelia. And the valerian root is amazing for taking tension out of the nervous system. But you don't want to use that with other prescription drugs that are for anxiety and depression. You also don't want to use valerian root and drink a ton of alcohol. Okay? So you want to use things properly. And that's why I like Apothecary Herbs, because they educate you on how to use your tools. Absolutely. And they have product support. You know, product support on supplements. Who ever heard of that, right? So thepowerherbs.com, you'll find a lot of information there. You can request or download their product catalog and see the tools available to you. You can sign up for their newsletters as well under their books and newsletters tab. And you can get those in your email each week. The newsletters are delivered by email, so you have to have an email to get them. You wouldn't believe the number of people, Frank, that call me and want me to mail the newsletter in a snail mail format, you know. But it is only email delivered. Also, the Power Herbs book is up there. Now, that's a 400-page book in three different electronic formats, PDF, Kindle, and iPad. So, I mean, if you want to get your feet wet and learn a lot of the basics. And it's easy. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated. It's like you learn to tie your shoes and you learn to brush your teeth as a kid. Using herbs is kind of the same way. You'll get familiar with them. You'll actually get to know the taste, their flavor profile, so that you can actually taste certain formulas and know what's in there. You can be a connoisseur of herbs, basically. And that's the thing that when I ever talk or lecture or teach about herbs and their flavor profiles, that's really important, because a lot of times you could read a product label and say, there's lobelia in here. But when you taste the formula, you don't taste lobelia, because lobelia has a very specific flavor profile to it. It has a prickly sensation on the back of your tongue and the back of your throat. It just happens for just a few moments, but it's there. It's almost like you feel like you're getting a scratchy, sore throat, but it's temporary. It's just gone in a few minutes. But that's the flavor profile of lobelia. So if you don't taste that, then there's either no lobelia in this formula, or they didn't include it correctly. Lobelia has 16 alkaloids in it. It's really a high alkaloid profile for a plant. And in order to grab all of those alkaloids, it has to be aged in two different catalysts, so it draws those proportionally out of the fiber of the plant, so you have them. So I don't think lobelia works very well in capsules or tablets, because there's just so much you can stuff into a capsule or a tablet. Now, if you're in a capsule, you got to have stabilizers so it doesn't crumble or fall apart. So you got fillers. And there's just so much you can get in a capsule. If you're wanting to know about potency, teas are your weakest. Capsules and tablets, a step up, and then your most potent will be your aged concentrates, also known as tinctures or extracts. So if you're looking for potency, I always jump to the head of the line. I like to cut to the chase, get the job done. And I like the liquids because when they're made properly, they have a long shelf life of like 10 years. You can adjust the dose easily. You could throw it in juice or water if you don't want to taste it. I think the liquids just have, a lot of benefits over the other versions. So, learn how to adjust dose by weight, children and pets. And, Apothecary Herb shows you how to do that. So that's real important too, because a lot of the herbs that we can use are fairy friends can use as well. I once had a Jack Russell. I don't know, Frank, you ever have a Jack Russell? Oh, be prepared. It's like a piranha on legs. Oh, they got lots of energy. They got their own agenda. Just be prepared if you ever get a Jack Russell. Have a farm so you can throw them out the door and let them run. Anyway, we had a Jack Russell. And he got kennel cough. So he was just barking. It was a cough, but it sounded like a little bark, really rough and deep and poor thing. And so I gave him the immune booster, the immune booster formula that you see on the Apothecary Herbs website. And I also gave him I essentially gave him what the pneumonia kit is the immune booster with the lobelia liquid, and it got rid of his kennel cough in like 2 days, right? Amazing. But you just do a dose by weight because, our Jack Russell was kind of muscular and stout. He was what they call a puddin', which he had the real short legs, not the long legs. He kind of waddled a little bit. And cute thing. He's cute. And my son was 10 when we got him. And he got to name him, and he called him Goosebump. And we shortened it to Goose. So, how silly are we out there in the yard calling Goose? And it's a dog we're calling. Anyway, that's how kids are, And my neighbor, she got a white dog, kind of a mutt, and then a brown one at the pound. And she had two little kids, too. And the white dog, her daughter called Ketchup. Yeah. So that's how kids name pets. It's great. I don't know. Going down memory lane a little bit. But the point is herbs are very flexible. Herbs are here for our medicinal use. They're great natural solutions for everyday health problems. And we need to get back to that because from Genesis to Revelation, God says, hey, use my herbs. They're convenient. They're strong. They're here for the healing of the nations and the service of man. And God can't lie. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and if you have questions, they're there to answer those questions. You can email them or call 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call and get a catalog. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.